Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9 coming to you from our brand new studios, and I have a special guest with an announcement. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
I'm Kevin Gallo. I run the Windows Developer Platform. Today we're excited to announce that the first apps are coming to Windows using the desktop bridge. This allows people to take their desktop application and bring them into our store. The first apps coming in are things like Evernote, the Arduino IDE, DoubleTwist, and several others. Mm-hmm. We're also announcing the availability of the Desktop App Converter. You can go to our store and you can download it, and any developer now can begin to go bring their applications to the Windows Store using the Desktop App Converter. And third, which is even kind of more exciting, is a bunch of our partners who build installers are also making their updates to their installers available, RTM versions of them. This includes things like Install Shield, Wix, and Advanced Installer. And you can go to their website, download the latest version, and you can begin to use those to also go and produce applications that you can submit to the store and use our new desktop bridge.
This is awesome. So let's go through each point one by one, but let's first start with desktop bridge. I mean, I think it's the first time I have heard that. What is it?
So, really universal Windows applications is really our, where we're going. We want to make sure that everyone can build applications that run across the breadth of the Windows platform. Mm-hmm. But a lot of developers already have existing desktop apps. They've invested over the years, and they're great applications, and they want to go bring them to the store, as well as use all of the new APIs the universal platform provides. Well, the desktop bridge allows you to do both. Allows you to get started very easily by converting your application to a modern app, modern desktop app. Then you have access to modern XAML, you have access to background tasks, live tiles, Cortana, all of the richness that comes with the universal Windows platform.
So desktop bridge then is supposed to take apps that you already have into sort of the new UWP.
Yep.
How does one do that? They're very different, those kind of platforms. They could be, at least.
They are different in some ways, and so that's why we provided a bridge. And a bridge is really about, you have a good starting point. So when you first start and run the converter, almost, when we look at it, a huge number of the apps just work, right? And we make sure that they work as they are. And then you can start to call those APIs. Over time, you can migrate that code to being universal APIs and use more and more of those APIs. And the code that do use a universal API set can then go allow you to go come to phone or HoloLens or Xbox. So it really is exactly what we say is a bridge. You can start in this end, get into the store, allow us to go deploy it, manage and install portions of it, and then you get to access all the new features and also hit these other new device types that's part of the Windows 10 family.
So what does the process look like for a developer? Are you literally, do you have to do something to your code? Do you have to do something to your installer? How does it work?
So there's really three steps that we see, and there's obviously steps in between, but three major steps. The first one is get started by running the converter, right? Or using one of these tools, like I said, Install Shield, Wix, or Advanced Installer. Then you end up with a modern app. And then you can start to, that's kind of the convert phase. Then there's the enhance phase. First thing I always tell people, you really want live tiles. It always leads to great engagements of your application. You want to add notifications, Cortana. These are great engagements that right out of the gate will give you massive benefits for a little bit of code.
Sure.
In the platform. So that's kind of this enhance phase. We do light up. So in Windows 10, you can get all those features. And you can really share the code between your Windows 7 and your Windows 10 project, mm-hmm. lighting up those features. Then it's really extending to the platforms. So as you move more of your code and of your business logic into the universal API set, you can then take that code and bring it and extend to phone or Xbox or HoloLens.
I see. So if I have an old Battleship WinForms application that I've cared for so meticulously, are you saying that that is something that will work with the desktop application converter?
So what we're seeing is about half of the applications, and what we'll do is we just take a bunch of apps that we can just download or run. We take their MSIs, we run it through a desktop app converter, and about half of them work with zero code changes. They run full fidelity if they're games, they run a full frame rate, no changes at all, about half of them. Another 10 to 20% need small changes. They make assumptions about their working directory, or they want to go right into other parts of the system. But for the well-behaved application, most of the time, it just works. And there are a few that have lots and lots of deep extensibility with the
Sure.
system, and those require a bit more work.
So that's interesting, because I thought I would have to go into my project. You're saying you could go to the installer itself, and it will just do it.
Yep. It just literally produces an AppX package, and you're done.
That's pretty amazing. So let's talk about sort of once you've gone through that process of converting your MSI, what kind of extensions are you going to want to do? Like if I have my WinForms app, I have to do some XAML stuff to get some screens in the UWP side. Is that right, or am I thinking
wrong? If you
wrong?
Want UI that's like, say, touch-friendly for your WinForms application, then you'd have to go use modern XAML to go do that. But if you really want just live tiles, which just is dynamic content that can be seen by the user, we see, just by adding the right stuff into live tiles, dramatic improvement with people coming back to your application, or notifications. You know, very, very friendly. It's a new way where people think about triaging content and mm-hmm. things that are happening. They sure. know what's going on. It's sort of their action feed. So we always, again, say, hey, make sure that you put your content into the action center, because end users are going to go start using that more and more as a way to get to their various applications versus, you know, just, say, launching them again. So those are two ways in. Cortana is another one, making sure that you can go and extend it using either speech or text or, you know, kind of search, or even using Cortana skills. And so there's ways you can integrate with these really high engagement. I always, you know, for your line of business application, maybe, you know, if you're entering your, you know, your expense report, you have to go do that. Yeah. But a lot of applications, it's about getting engagement. And we think all the things that we're adding to the modern platform allow more and more users to engage with their applications and developers to do it in creative ways to really pull those end users back into their apps.
So let's say Sue Dev has this Battleship Gray application and she's like, hey, I want to try this. Where can she get the desktop application converter? Is this something she can download, or where does that come from?
So the desktop application converter is going to be in the Universal Store as well.
Oh, I see.
So it's the same thing. The store, sometimes people think the store is just for, say, games, or just for, you know, your fun applications. But for your productivity apps, it's also for your developer tools. So we're putting our tools in there, and we just produced it, and you just go and install it. It will keep it up to date, so as we do updates, it's also, easy to just kind of just get started with your developer tools and run it.
So let's talk about the store. Is the goal for converting these apps to just get it in the store? I mean, what if I don't want to do that?
So, I mean, we obviously think the store is a great asset for developers to go get new customers and to go use as a deployment model. It isn't required. Okay. So we've also made it, and we've demoed this on stage, and we've shown it is, if you have an AppX, we have a double-click installer. You can double-click on an AppX, and it'll just install. So if you want to use, if you have your own store, or if you want to deploy from the web, AppX will work there as well.
What would be the benefits of moving to the store, though? There's got to be some kind of benefit.
Well, it's new customers. Like who can turn down customers? Who can turn down, you know, easy deployment? The other thing is, too, is like, say someone want to move their machine, or the machine falls in the lake. Mm-hmm. We actually know all the apps that the end users installed, and we'll reinstall the applications for them. Actually, that's kind of my favorite feature. It's because I do use more machines. You know, sure. Just as part of my business, I test out lots of different machines. And as I move between them, I want to have my applications come back. And it actually knows all of those applications and can just, you know, just get them. So my wife's the same way. Yeah. She kind of broke her device. And it's a pain in the neck to have to reinstall all your applications. But anything comes from the store, we know about it, and we'll automatically make sure it gets reinstalled.
So how do we prevent people from, because I know I can do some bad stuff with code, and then I could run the DAC on it, the desktop application converter, and then submit it. What's the process for making sure I'm not going to be doing some evil things on people's machines?
Well, we don't, like, the store itself continues to monitor that, and that's just part of the promise of our store, is to make sure that it's a safe place for end users to go and get their applications, and that they're really, the quality developers, those who are trusted, those who are producing high quality applications, you know, have a great way of connecting with the end users. And that is one of the dangers of getting things off of the web.
Sure.
Is there are a lot of, you know, if you go just do a simple search, you know, 9 out of 10 of them probably are bad, and one of them's good, and most end users, you know, just take a shot and hope they're good. But if they come from our store, we've vetted the developer, we're making sure that no one else has had any problems with it, and that it's a high quality application.
You mentioned originally that there are certain apps that have already done this. Can you mention those again?
So, I mean, the ones I kind of mentioned today is Evernote Shipping, as well as the Arduino SDE for building with IoT, and then DoubleTwist and several other applications that are out there. And there's a bunch more in the pipeline, but today's kind of the day where we just said, hey, a bunch of them are coming in available. It's the first day we're seeing these come into the store, and we just want to begin building some great excitement because, my goal is all these applications that people get and to go to the web, they can now go to our store. Because we know that end users tend to go to the web, and the way they do is they'll do a search.
Sure.
And 9 out of 10 search hits are probably malware. And it hurts your brand as a developer. And so we really want, we think it's great protection, is when they go to our store, your brand's protected. Your app is found, it's the app that you put in there and you published, and no one's out there kind of trying to steal queries, and to get malware-laced technology. So this is what we feel is a much safer way for end users and for developers to kind of meet together.
So you mentioned, the last thing you mentioned was sort of this integration with installers. Why don't you talk a little bit more about that and what that means?
So a lot of developers just use the standard installers. I know, I forget how many, but I know. A lot of times you'll see Install Shield or Wix being used, and developers have chosen to use them. They don't want to do the work of having a custom installer. So we've worked with our partners, and all you have to do is go to their website, download and upgrade to the latest version. They have their RTM versions that are released today, and it'll start producing an AppX package, and you just take that package and deploy it. There really is no other easier way, because you're already using their tool, you get the latest version, and rather than, you know, now we'll produce an MSI that you can use for Windows 7, and they produce an AppX that you can use for Windows 10, either through our store, or if you submit it to other stores, or from your website, you can still deploy your AppX. And your AppX is still safer from the website, because we make sure that your, you know, MSIs could install other, they could do chained install, but AppXs do not. The things about AppX is that we make sure the modern apps is they cannot install malware or chain install other applications that you don't want.
So if you have these technologies already, like Install Shield or Wix, you don't need the desktop application converter because you literally just upgrade and it's done.
You upgrade and it's done.
Well, this has been awesome. If someone wants to learn more about this, where should they go? Any resources?
Yep, you can go to our main site, developer.microsoft.com/windows, and you'll learn all about developing for Windows, either using the desktop app converter or using all the new APIs that you have access to from the Universal Platform.
Fantastic. Well, this has been awesome. We've been learning all about Desktop Bridge here on Channel 9. My name is Seth Juarez. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.